right, welcome back to it here in the No Panic Zone. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Friday. The DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Annette checking in from Pennsylvania today, where lockdowns under the iron fist of Governor Tom Wolf continue in some areas. Annette, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Our governor extended our lockdown for another 90 days, and in his amendment, pretty interesting.
When did that happen?
2 days ago, the 4th. No, yesterday. But he made a statement saying that we've done a tremendous job flattening the curve, and the case numbers are decreasing, but he's renewing it for basically the money, more money for tracers and trackers. And in the amendment, it says, as of June 3rd, 72,894 persons have tested positive or meet the requirements to be considered as presumed probable cases. So that means if someone in the household is sick, they presume everyone else is, and they count them as a case. Now, 5,667 people have died out of approximately 14 million people in Pennsylvania.
Right.
So 5,600 people that have died, and 69% of those are in nursing homes.
Of course, because of his
incompetent decision to place sick patients into nursing homes.
The same thing that Cuomo did in New York and Whitmer did in Michigan to order COVID-19 positive patients back into nursing homes into a closed environment. And here's the thing. They all want to talk about the science. Well, the science is pretty clear. Elderly patients are more susceptible to illness and disease than are the general population, which is why they're in nursing care facilities to begin with. And because of that, the common cold in nursing home facilities can have a fatality rate as high as 8% if it's a bad cold. Did you know that? Nobody realized that. It can have an 8% fatality. So when you put COVID-19, something that's actually wicked to older people or people that have, health issues, it's going to kill people.
Right.
So in Pennsylvania, it's 69%. In Ohio, it's 70%. In Minnesota, it's 81%. 81% of people in Minnesota died in nursing homes.
They consider presumed probable cases. So they're presuming you have it. They can count you as a number. A presumed probable case. And you're added to the numbers.
Well, and here's the thing. And not to make light of it in any way.
No.
But I think that George Floyd, the man that was killed by the police officer in Minnesota after his death, was found to be COVID-19 positive. How do they count the death? I mean,
a COVID case, then they can't,
Right, because the fact of the matter is, in Michigan, Annette, we've had cases that were suicides that were counted as COVID-19 patients, and that's ridiculous. And so I George Floyd, we all witnessed it, and yet he's COVID-19 positive. Do they go ahead and, we'll make that a COVID case? That's how insane this is.
We had a case here of a woman that died in a car accident, and she was tested positive, and they didn't consider she was killed in a car accident. They counted her as a COVID patient that died. So
and
this is what they're doing. And the positive
Let me ask you this, so this is important.
The numbers are skewed.
Well, there's no question, but let me ask you this. This is important. In Pennsylvania, the lockdowns continue. Restaurants have gone out of business. Gyms are bankrupt. Other companies have gone away that will never come back. What is the general sentiment, do you believe? Now, obviously, you probably hang with some people that are right of center, more conservative than liberal, but I'm sure you have some liberal friends. Because the liberal friends that I talk to in Michigan are excusing themselves from the conversation. They no longer support this governor, many of them. They say that she's not competent. She's not competent to lead the state. What do you think is going on in Pennsylvania? Because it's a key state come November 3rd.
Oh, yeah. We're all thinking this is political. This is definitely almost every single person I talk to believes this is political, and they're making it worse. They're trying to destroy our economy. I still can't open my restaurant. I still cannot operate my restaurant, and I have customers that don't care anymore. They want to come in. They want to sit down and eat.
Right.
But because of the restrictions, we can't possibly meet his standards.
Well, you probably people are probably driving to Ohio like people in Michigan were. People in Pennsylvania,
oh,
in Western PA, are heading to Ohio.
Now we're going to Ohio to go out to dinner.
Absolutely. At any rate, Annette, greatly appreciate you checking. Keep me informed, please, and keep us on speed dial because we need to check the pulse of the nation from time to time. And you've got a pretty good one there. I wish you the best with the restaurant, of course, because you know I don't know how you continue to go on day after day, but at some point, hopefully you'll make it. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is the No Panic Zone here on a Friday, and that's Real America right there. Real America looking at the numbers going, oh, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. Why are you doing this? Why are we doing this? What is going on? This has to stop. And yet you can have a riot. You can have a peaceful protest. And that's okay. There's no lectures about, you know, social distancing and so forth. Nonsense. Let's keep on the Common Sense Hotline. Keith checking in from Livonia, Michigan today. Keith, what's on your mind?
Caden from Livonia, Michigan. And I was just calling a comment about how the insanity has even poisoned the one place you wouldn't think that stupidity would infiltrate, and that's the churches. Church I belong to that is not only a local congregation, but we're nationwide. Oh, now everybody's got to wear a mask. We have to shrink the size of our worship services down to a minimum. We can't even sing, of all things, in the churches today because of the lies that are promoted by the government, especially.
Well, the only saving grace of that is that I never could sing very well, I guess. So there's that.
Well, here's the really important thing that stands out. Now,
real quick.
For me, I'm glad I have a very honest physician. And my family doctor said, don't listen to the CDC. That's the first thing he said.
I agree with that. I got to leave it there, buddy. I got to run. Greatly appreciate it. Ken from Livonia, thank you so much. It's the No Panic Zone on a Friday. Back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.